Tulare County is among the most severe overdraft areas, and that's what's prompted SGMA, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Hey, what's going on with that? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast Western Ag Network. And SGMA could really curtail the amount of water growers take out of the groundwater. And that could hurt agriculture. Raymond Morales is a UC in both Tulare and Fresno County, stone fruit and almonds. He explains what's going on.
You know, here in the UC, we've been working with our local watersheds and, you know, as well as hired some specialists regarding, you know, impacts of SGMA and trying to get them some resources here. So it's, you know, especially when I first started, you know, visiting farmers and taking farm calls and things as such of hearing their concerns of, you know, how are they going to farm, you know, with the limited water that they have. And so we're definitely working on strategies and ways and just trying to educate our growers and our farm managers on how to be efficient with our water and hopefully lead them to some upgrades, you know, with some of their systems if they're still on flood or whatever the case may be.
And if we get more water this year with that super El Nino, we may be able to bank some of that water and recharge the groundwater to help these growers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the main goal, is just to replenish the stuff that, you know, that we've used. And so hopefully if and when we get this water, it'll help kind of alleviate some of those concerns that we're facing.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.